Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Work camping can be a fun experience. There's no doubt about that. It's even better when you can learn something while having fun and then pass that knowledge on to other people. That's one of the perks working for Prairie Berry Winery in South Dakota, and that's the focus of today's show. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Prairie Berry Winery is located in the hill country of South Dakota, in a spectacular part of America. It's right in the center of the Black Hills National Forest and just 20 miles from Mount Rushmore and the Crazy Horse Memorials. The company's wines have won more than 1,000 international awards. They offer not only traditional grape wines, but wines produced from locally grown fruits, or prairie berries as they are called. There are up to 30 different wines offered each summer. Work campers lead customers through wine tasting events to find the best wines to pair with a variety of food, and Prairie Berry also staffs a kitchen that creates a variety of homemade sandwiches, pizzas, salads, artisan plates, and desserts. Best of all, people get training in the winemaking and brewing process. If you ever wanted to know how to select the right wine for a meal, then you'll learn that and more by spending a season with Prairie Berry. The company is hiring full and part-time work campers for the 2020 season, so here to tell us more is Amanda Burleson and Erman Husidic with Prairie Berry Winery. So for this part of the episode, we are going all the way to Hill City, South Dakota to talk to the folks at Prairie Berry. And I have Amanda Burleson and Erman Husidic who are going to join us today to talk about this work camping opportunity. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Prairie Berry is?
Prairie Berry is a local South Dakota winery. We make a lot of fun wines, a lot of interesting wines, a lot of traditional wines. Our winemaker is a local South Dakotan, and she's a fifth generation winemaker here within the state. So it's kind of a fun story. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, 2019, and we like to have a lot of fun with wine. We make, as our name suggests, Prairie Berry. We make a lot of our wines with native berries and fruits that you can find around South Dakota, we also have, Sandy's also our brewmaster, and we have a craft brewery next door where we consistently have 12 to 13 beers on tap that we made ourselves here, and similar setup as the winery, where as much as we can, local ingredients, you know, we'd like to say classically crafted South Dakota inspired. We have a lot of fun with beer as well.
This sounds
like
a... We also
have an amazing... Yeah, our kitchen is amazing as well, Greg. We have wonderful opportunities to work in underneath a wonderful chef here who has created all homemade items from our kitchens that pair with our wines and our beers. And so when people come on board, they get a treat in regards to the experience with the gourmet food that we offer as well.
Well, this sounds like a very unique work camping opportunity, one that's not the traditional work camper when you think about doing work camping and working in a campground. So what are some of the things that people are doing for Prairie Berry?
The main thing we do, obviously, we have a very large tasting room, and we get lots of guests through our doors. So the main things we do are wine tasting. So as a tasting room associate, as the title of the position. We do several different things. It can be as a greeter. It can be doing the tastings themselves, working at our kitchen counter, or you know, taking food orders, or at our one of our registers. And then we also have opportunities in our kitchen where you get to prepare some of the food that we are serving that day. So there's quite a bit of overlap there, whereas no 2 days are the same. You know, one day you might be doing tastings, next day you're a greeter, and day after that you might be taking food orders. So it's kind of fun to be able to do a variety of different jobs. The only one, you know, if you're in the kitchen preparing food, you kind of do that every day. But in the tasting room, we have lots of different opportunities to learn different areas. They're not for 4 months, 5 months doing the exact same thing every single day.
So the
I think another great thing about the positions that we have, Greg, is that we can hire people at that 40 hours a week if they want to work that full time, or we can back it down and just do half of that. If they just want to do a few shifts a week and experience the wonderful Black Hills that we're, you know, centrally located in, they have that opportunity as singles or as couples when they come on board with us.
Okay. And so the type of commitment you're looking for from a work camper is the entire season typically, or is it just a month or two?
Typically, we have a lot of work campers that will come in towards the end of April into May is when they usually start, and they stay through September. Is that commitment that we're looking for there. So it is a longer season for us out here in regards to that, but we're pretty flexible. The only thing that we're pretty hardcore is just the start date, because we put you through a wonderful orientation when you come on board. So your first day on the job is new hire orientation, where we feed them some good food and give them a couple samples of what they're going to be serving, and then they kind of get let loose into their departments after that. Other than that, we're pretty flexible on that end date, just kind of looking through, you know, at least the first part of September, even into October, if they're willing to stay.
Okay. And people are hired to work all of the positions, not the specific positions. So you do all of the jobs that you had mentioned before, or can people sign on just to work as a cook or work as a waiter?
No, they just sign on for the one specific position, just because we do have a really great training program, and it does take about 30 days to get through your training to make sure that you are accomplishing all the tasks with the jobs and being successful in that role. And so we invest so much in that training that there's not enough time to cross train back from between kitchen and tasting room. So typically those individuals will just come on for either the tasting room, working that front of house directly with those guests, or if they prefer to be in the kitchen, we can definitely hire them on in that area as well. But there's not a whole lot of that crossover during the peak season time where our work campers are here.
Okay. For the people who are working as wine tasters, is an interest in wines really essential?
I think, you know, prior wine knowledge definitely helps, but we have a great training program where we go through introduction to wine. So if you don't even know what wine is yet, a lot of people that started with us were never wine drinkers before, and they start with us, and we start there and then work our way up. So normally it doesn't take very long to learn wine, and it's a fun learning experience. Really what we look for is someone who can have fun while they're working. That's a little probably a little more important than previous wine knowledge, because we get a lot of people through our doors, and we like to have fun with them, you know, good personalities, to where we don't script any of our staff into saying what we want. We want their unique experiences and personalities to come through and share with our guests. So being able to just kind of carry yourself in that way. Have fun with people that come here for a wine tasting, because this is their vacation, and we want to make it just a little more memorable for them. And that all starts with that personality and that unique experience that you get from that person that's guiding you through your tasting.
Super.
And you don't have to be a wino to work here by any means, Greg.
Okay.
You just have to learn the wines, understand the wines, and respect the product. We're not telling you that you have to come here and learn the reds and love the reds, or learn the fruits and love the fruits. It's really just learning them all, understanding the wines, understanding how to communicate them, and enjoying the product and really understanding the quality of the product and sharing that with the guests that come through the door.
So there's hope for a guy like me who drinks wine out of a box.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. So
we'll educate you.
You'll educate me. That's great. How many different wines did you say you had?
We have anywhere from 25 to 30 wines on our menu at any time. There are certain wines that are just here seasonally, and there are wines that we continuously have on our menu, our flagship wines like Red Ash Rhubarb, Calamity Jane. Those are the wines that are consistently on our menu, but we bring in Pumpkin Hog and Cranberry and Choke Cherry Cheer around the holidays and Jingle and those types of wines. And then we constantly have some sort of seasonal wine or two menu as well.
Well, that's
and all those wines are produced right here on campus, so I think that's just something that's so unique to some of the other area wineries that are here. But we manufacture all of our wines and all of our beers right here on campus, and so when they come on board, they get to see that. They get to see that tour, see the behind the scenes while they're here, and really experience a true South Dakota winery.
So none of the work campers are involved in the production process, right?
No, they are not.
Okay, and nor are they working the fields to grow the berries or harvest them.
Nope, we're not making them pick berries either.
Okay, super. So it's just a fun job of helping people enjoy these wine tasting experiences and then working to cook the meals or cook the food that's served with them, or work as waiters or greeters to help people just have fun when they're making the experience to the farm. Or that it's not a farm,
absolutely.
Is it?
And,
you're good.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about, kind of as I mentioned, working in the tasting room, it's all one job for, working registers or being a greeter. So it's not a commitment of, 6 months of doing the same job. It's kind of nice that it's one job, but it entails four different types aspects of it, to where you get a nice little break. You're not all day long at a bar guiding tastings. You might work as a greeter one day and kind of get a little break and recharge, and vice versa.
Okay, so do you offer some sort of cross training in that regard, so that people would be
Absolutely, yeah. It's one position. It's a tasting room associate position, we start off with training on the bar and kind of get proficient there, and then we move. At the same time, we're teaching folks how to greet our guests and control the flow in the tasting room, and then we kind of move on into the register and the point of sale system, and then over to the counter, where we take food orders. So there's that training usually takes about 30 to 40 days to complete all of that training, so you can kind of be proficient in all those little areas of the tasting room itself.
With such a great training opportunity, do you have any specific requirements or qualifications for any of the jobs, or just looking more for people persons?
Well, there are a few specific, those hard requirements that we look for. A lot of when you're working on the tasting room floor, those shifts are going to be 8 hours. So That's one of the things, it does get a little bit physical out there. So, you know, standing for 8 hours on your feet, you do get a 30-minute paid lunch break. So you get to go down to our break room, either, you know, relax on the couch, eat some lunch, go to the massage chairs, whatever you want to do. Refresh yourself and come back. And then also lifting. When I first started here, Greg, I worked a floor shift, and I never knew how many muscles I didn't use in my arm after I served wine all day.
Is that right?
you're definitely using muscles that you maybe don't use before. Lifting cases of wine, which are around 33 to 35 pounds. We talk about a 35-pound weight limit there. That, you know, you're not doing 100 cases a day, but you might help stock the floor one day. You know, or move a case for somebody out to their car or something like that. So there are some things that are kind of those harder requirements that we talk about, just to make sure, because it's, although this position and working at our organization is a lot of fun and it's a great experience for people, it does have the physical aspect of it that we always just want to make sure people, you're talking for 8 hours straight, you know, talking to people and you're telling the red-ass rhubarb story probably 50 times or more a day. It gets to be a lot, absolutely. And so we have multiple different things on campus that we do, as well as making sure people have a work-life balance and that they can kind of go home and relax and hit that refresh button at the end of the day.
What other kinds of things do you do to help people get that work-life balance?
So with our work campers, we have some great opportunities. We can work with them on a flexible schedule. So if we do have couples that come on, we always put them on the same shift when they're working out on the tasting room floor, so that they have those same times off, because it's really important that you are in this beautiful Black Hills area, and so you're out there and you're getting that experience as well. We had a couple that were here this year that said that they loved being able to get out there. They have these, they're called VIP cards, and it gets you discounts and free admissions into all of the kind of touristy attractions, but the areas around the Black Hills that people want to see. And it saved them a big chunk of money. And so we do give that to our work campers. So it's nice for us as well, is that our work campers don't stay on site. We work at the campground that's about a quarter mile down the road. So they can actually truly leave work at night. And when they go to their campground, they can just relax and enjoy the view. The views here are just amazing. And so we work with them. We provide a subsidy to help out with that monthly rental fee down at the campground, but we work with them to get them a discounted rate. We pay our work campers for every single hour that they work. So I think the benefit of it as well is we're paying competitively, providing end-of-season bonuses, subsidies to help out with that monthly cost. And I think just being able to not live and work on the same site, I think, is a great balance for them, and to be able to just relax and enjoy the views while they're here in the Black Hills.
Okay. And you had mentioned that you're right in the heart of Black Hills country, and I looked it up on the map, and yeah, you right are. I mean, you're right there near Custer, and you're near Rapid City, so if people want the big city life, they can go there, but pretty much it's a more kind of a rural atmosphere, but it's pretty scenic, right?
Absolutely. So Hill City is known as the heart of the hills. So we are very close to everything. Within 20 minutes, you can be at Mount Rushmore. Takes about 10 to 15 minutes to be at Crazy Horse, about 20, 25 minutes to go down to Custer State Park, enjoy that, go down to Jewel Cave or Wind Cave or any of the numerous caves we have, as well as other area attractions that our visitors to the area enjoy. So it's a lot of fun things to do, and it's great that we are in the center of everything, and nothing is too far away.
I am sure one of the questions people will have is there a perk involved with any complimentary wine to take back to the RV?
We do have very, very generous employee discounts here.
Okay.
At the winery for wine and actually everything that we have here produced, and food and our merchandise. So it's very very generous employee discount program.
Is there anything that you expect from the work campers themselves? Are there any special character traits or things that you would really like to see from your applicants?
You know, with specific to work campers, you know, we look for the same thing in everyone that works here. We want people, personable, likes to have fun, you know, be able to match with our values of quality product, quality experience that can share those stories, that likes to tell stories, enjoys people genuinely. We are not the type of customer service or organization that likes to script folks. We want everyone's authenticity to come through, and we want our guests to feel when they come in that we're welcoming them into our home, and that is how we want them to feel. Everyone that comes, we have the best guests in the world. They come in here, they are happy, they're excited to be at a fun winery, try a lot of quality wines, receive a quality experience in every aspect of what we do, whether that quality is in the wine or our various other things that we make here, jams and jellies, our food, or the experience itself. I always joke we are in the experience business as well. Yes, we sell wine, but we provide an experience, and we show people that come out to the Black Hills and choose to be our guests. We make sure that they have a great time, whether it is through wine, food, both. We make sure that everyone's time with us is special, whether they are a local guest or a visitor from another state or even country that is on their vacation. And as we know, vacation time is very valuable, so we want to enhance it. So that's we really look for people that share those values the same way that we do. Okay. Specifically, just for work campers, it's we're all one big team, and we all get along great if we are all on the same page and have the same belief system.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. So how many work campers do you typically hire for a season?
Usually, it depends on if it's, but in the past few years, probably around 3 to 5 couples. We'd love to expand a little bit more into that. Some great qualities that come with the work camper crowd, reliable, hardworking people that do want to just come and learn and have fun. And so, we're pretty young to the work camper area in regards to bringing them on. This is our 4th season, and so we'd really want to expand that and bring on more couples or singles. We do have a great opportunity here for them to come and have an experience of their own while having a good time while they work.
So what's the process if people wanted to come work there? Do they have to submit an application, I'm sure? And then what happens?
Yep, absolutely. So we have actually right out there on our careers website, I have a 2020 work camper basically job that all they have to do is they can go. There is some specific questions in regards to the application process that we do have to have answered, and then they can just upload a resume. We do have to have it per person, of course, in our system, but we interview together. So if a couple applies, they each have to apply, but then we'll set up those interviews together. We usually just try to do a video conference with them. If they don't have the capability, phone is fine with us as well. But just kind of a casual conversation, hear a little bit about their experience, what they're looking for, and make sure it aligns up with what we offer. We put everything out there on the table. We're pretty transparent and answer any questions that they'd have. And we're doing that right now for 2020. We're hiring on, and we already have one work camper signed up for next year. So we're really excited.
So you're making hiring decisions already?
Already, yep. We know that they're planners, and so are we. So we want to get on the same track and make sure that they're aligning their 2020 season too.
Okay.
And we're ready for them.
What have you liked about working with Work Campers so far?
You know, as Amanda mentioned, hardworking folks, good-hearted, that really want to have experiences. It's one of the things that I really enjoy, and not just experiences in the Black Hills, but experience new jobs, learn new things, personally, I love the different backgrounds, different stories. Every time we get a new person in, it just amazes me the various backgrounds and various expertise areas. And I learn so much every time I visit with some of them because of their very unique stories and especially for us. Here, being in South Dakota, you know, we get folks from all over the country, and they share those experiences with us, and it's wonderful that they come here and they learn a little bit from us, have a little bit of fun doing it, and we have a lot of fun learning from their area of expertise. So.
Very good. So if people wanted more information, I believe they can go to www.prairieberry.com, and you have a link there to employment or careers, or they can go to prairieberryfamily.com and go right into the job opportunities and start the application process. Am I correct?
Absolutely. So prairieberry.com will be a lot more detailed to the tasting room experience and what we offer here. So it'll be a lot of information as to what we do, who we are. They have all of our wines, you can get a good sense as to what we do and what we offer on that site. And it's much easier once you kind of check it out and you're like, yes, I would love to be there, to just visit prairieberryfamily.com and just go directly on that careers page. That's our corporate website that houses all of our jobs and everything else. So you can see any job openings we have and not just Work Camping, whereas prairieberry.com will be mainly showing the experience that we provide here at the winery.
Okay.
Absolutely. Greg, I also just want to throw it out there. If any Work Campers have questions, they can just call me directly and ask questions too. My direct line, 605-574-9628. I am available, or just email amandab@prairieberry.com. Like I've said before, I'm kind of an open book. If they want to just have a short conversation, just if they had questions before they applied, I'm absolutely available for that. So they can also find me on the careers page, the beautiful picture that's on there. and my contact information is there as well. But, I'm definitely open for conversation, before they even submit an application if they're asking or wanting questions answered. So.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people who enjoy wine and want to help other people enjoy wine. And even if they don't, if you want to learn about wine, you guys will provide the training, and it's a great experience in the South Hills of South Dakota, the Hill Country of South Dakota, and you even have some pictures of this beautiful area on your website. So that's something people need to check out.
Absolutely. We're proud of where we live. We're proud of our heritage and what we do. Here and it's beautiful every day. It's amazing that we get to live and work and play in a place that is a bucket list item for so many people around the country and around the world. We like sharing with the Work Camping community as well. You come work in one of the most beautiful parts of the country.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck as you wrap up the 2019 season and turn your attention toward 2020.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us on.
Thank you.
What a great opportunity for people who enjoy good wine and helping others to learn about the winemaking process. I had the opportunity to visit a winery in California a few years ago where I learned how different wines really do accent different foods. It's truly remarkable about how one type of wine would make the flavors of meat, cheese, chocolate, and salty foods really come alive. For a guy who grew up in Wisconsin drinking wine from a box, it was an eye-opening experience. At Prairie Berry Winery, you'll learn that and much more about wines, so much so that you'll become the expert with your friends and family. What a wonderful opportunity to educate other people about the various types of wine and how it's made. And if wines aren't your thing, then you can work in the kitchen preparing some delicious sandwiches, pizzas, and platters. I'd like to thank Amanda Burleson and Erman Husidic for taking time from their jobs to talk about the various opportunities that are available to work campers, as well as some of the perks that come with those jobs. If you want to spend a summer in the area where Dances with Wolves was filmed, learn about wines, and meet a bunch of people looking to have some fun, then I'd encourage you to visit www.prairieberry.com and check out the company's career page. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information that will help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Thursday's episode will feature a couple who spent their summer in the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State, one of my all-time favorite places to visit. That's all we have for today's show. See you next time on the WorkCamper Show. Thanks for listening.